Blog Talk Radio.
Now we are talking about patron saints, and it's ideal that we talk about this at this time, because when I was, you know, in eighth grade preparing for my confirmation, I was Google searching, how should I choose my patron saint? How should I choose this? How should I do this? Yada, yada, yada. And with adding in patron saints to this, basically those teenagers, those kids who are going to be confirmed, when they go searching on Google, they will find this talk and can listen to it. So today I have myself, Seth, at 2:02 p.m. Eastern time here on the East Coast. And then we have Diane Woodson and Elvin Schaefer on the other line today, where it is Central Time 1:02. Today we're going to be talking about our patron saint, how they have an effect on us, how they have changed our lives, and how we strive to live by them every day. So I'm going to bring in our first guest, Diane Woodson, and she's going to share with you her patron saint, who it is, how she chose it, and how she models her life after her today. Go ahead, Diane.
Hello, Seth. Hello, everybody. Praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, whoever lives, making intercession with the saints on our behalf. My patron saint is St. Gemma Galgani. She grew up in Italy. As I was converting, I converted on December 28th of 2009. And as I went on in my journey, I found out that I needed to have a patron saint. And so to learn all about her that I could. So she has helped me. She helps me carry my cross, and sometimes she carries almost every bit of my cross, like Father Daniel told me that she might. But all praises be to our Lord Jesus Christ. She never lets me drop that cross, even though I might become anxious or worried or any kind of emotion might hit me. It always brings me back. The Holy Spirit uses her to bring me back and to help me to see that no weight is going to be too heavy, because our blessed Lord suffered a brutal agony of a crucifixion. He died a martyr's death on that cross for us, to save us. So that anything that cross is that St. Gemma and I carry is nothing compared to the eternal weight of glory that I'm going to see, and that all my friends are going to see that accept our Lord Jesus Christ and follow the Holy Church and its teachings.
Wow. Diane, do you mind sharing with us how you go in devotion daily with St. Gemma?
Oh, yes. I talk to St. Gemma as I'm walking around the house cleaning up things, doing the laundry at the laundromat. I guess people might think I'm half crazy, but guess what? I'll be crazy for my Lord every day because that's why I'm happy. I know he saved me. He saved me. He took the weight of sin and death away from me. I have no longer to fear. I asked my blessed St. Michael the Archangel, my other saint, one of my other saints, to help me too, and St. Gabriel. And I know they're there, and I know they have protected me from harm and more times than I'll ever know in this lifetime.
Yeah. That's a strong, strong story and strong background with that saint that you have chosen. And you have a
She's wonderful. She endured pain and agony of migraine headaches. And they didn't know what to do for her back in those days when she was alive. But guess what? They tried to help her, and she died saying the name of Jesus. She lived saying the name of Jesus. She did everything to help people that she could do. She would tell them about the things when her Lord would come to her and talk to her, and when she would talk to him. And people probably thought she was nuts too, but, you know, that's all right because we know she wasn't nuts. Because she was probably leaping and dancing and praising God the whole time in her heart.
Well, I'll go ahead and share my patron saint, and then we'll have, if he's up to it, we'll have Elvin share his. But let me go ahead and share mine. And if you know who I am, you probably know who my patron saint is. Saint John Paul II is my patron saint, and it's kind of a grandfather figure in any young person's life, even young or old. John Paul II would be a grandfather figure in someone's life as a caring and respectful person, teaching lessons along the path, along the way. And that is what happens here with my intercession through him to Jesus, and especially to Mary, as he was a Marian Pope. So I chose him because he was that grandfather figure in my life and still is. And originally I had chosen St. Michael the Archangel as my confirmation or patron saint. And I was like, I'm not sure. But I was like, okay, I like John Paul II. So I chose John Paul II. And I got confirmed and baptized in his name because I'm a convert. But daily, I have rosaries with second-class relics, pieces of his clothing in the rosary. I wear a piece of his clothing around my neck every day. I look at pictures of him on my little altar. I see him on pictures of him on Facebook. I have a special prayer book devoted to St. John Paul II and prayers that him himself said, so now that I can live as he lived. And he lived a very humble life, being devoted to Mary, and through Mary, being devoted through Mary, he was able to connect his life to Jesus. And that is how I myself try to live today. I try to pray just as he did. He prayed the rosary quite often. And he devoted himself to Mary. He gave his life to Mary. He entrusted his life in Mary. And that is the struggle for so many young Catholics these days, as being devoted to Mary. And it's when Catholics, young Catholics, are being exposed to all these new religions out there, different Christian denominations and such, things like that, where really their faith is put to a test in middle school and high school, not knowing really what their faith is, and they can learn to better know their faith. We can better to learn our faith by a patron saint. And according to me and Diane, Diane's more like a toddler. We're both like toddlers in the faith because we've only been Catholic for 2-3 years now, spiritually, and we've only been Catholic body, blood, and soul for about a year this past Easter. So we're kind of like toddlers in the faith.
Oh, born in Catholic.
Yeah. And so today, by praying the rosary, by looking in that book written by St. John Paul II, and looking at prayers he wrote, prayers he said, and prayers he prayed, and praying the rosary with the mysteries and the mystery reflections that he prayed with, connects not only him with me, but me with him. And whenever I'm, you know, having a rough time in faith or in life, I pick up the rosary with the second-class relic of his and share in life, share in love, and share in one-on-one communication and connection that a patron saint and you can have. Right now, it is 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time and 1:10 Central Time. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and after the break, we're going to have a guest host, Elvin Schaefer, share his patron saint with you and how he devotes himself to his saints daily.
Duke and Altum.
Hello, this is Justin Stroh, and welcome to this new evangelization. It's exciting to be on a mountaintop. Many mountaintop experiences are called that because from there you can see things in life. You get the view, and Jesus takes Peter, James, and John up Mount Tabor to give them a new view. At the base of Mount Tabor is a great plain where many battles have taken place throughout history, even before the time of the apostles. And of course, when they're walking up that mountain with Jesus on the pilgrimage that day, I'm sure they thought about those battles. When they got to the top of the mountain, Jesus shows them a great vision of the Blessed Trinity. They hear the voice of the Father speak the truth. This is my beloved Son. And the Holy Spirit shines like the sun, and Jesus' garments are filled with the love between the Father and the Son. This great vision is a consolation to the apostles who are about to be sent back down that mountain to do battle as well. Jesus shows them how he is the fulfillment of the law and the prophet. Moses and Elijah, who he is conversing with, showing that he is indeed divine. He is outside of time, yet inside of time in his incarnation. And this great gift that he gives to us today, to be able to think and to meditate on the reality that the apostles, Peter, James, and John, were allowed to be present at this magnificent transfiguration. They could see what Jesus sees. Wow. It's great to be one holy Catholic and apostolic, because we are with Peter, James, and John as they descend down the mountain. We often don't want to descend down the mountain to do battle. Yet we're sent by our Lord into the battle of prayer. And the apostles have to enter into the battle of prayer because the passion of our Lord is coming, and he tells them that it's coming. This is a part of our Christian life, our Christian mystery that we're living. And in Lent, we, in a specific way, we are called to do that battle on a daily basis. When we fail in daily prayer, we fail our baptismal vows. So let us return to the Lord and repent from sin, repent from the lack of prayer in our life, and take a leap forward in the joy, a leap forward in the joy who is Jesus himself. That's what our Holy Father invited us to do in his apostolic letter on the joy of the gospel. That is, to enter into a new way that presents to the world this brand new way of living. And it's always new. It's always new because Jesus Christ is God, and he's not bound by past, present, nor future. He is all of them in one. And so every time we encounter him every morning in prayer, it's new. He always has something really great to show us. So
Seth.
I invite you to take on that battle. Enjoy the presence of the Blessed Trinity in your life. See how the Lord explains the law and the prophets to you, and live your Catholic life to the full.
Proclaim Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God.
I'm going to say this later.
Hello, everybody. Bob. We are back on air. It is after the hour.
Glory to God.
And we are sharing our patron saints with all of you today out there. There are so
praise
many
the
of them.
Jesus.
You know, St. Michael, St. Elizabeth Van Seton, St. John Paul II, St. Gilla Galani, St. Peter, St. Paul, St. Matthew, St. Peter and John, St. Damien, St. Mary, St. Anne. So many saints are out there. And as us, as Catholics, we choose one, maybe two saints out there. There's so many saints. There's so many saints. St. James, St. Catherine. Today we celebrate the feast day of St. James the Lesser. There's so many out there that we just pick one and celebrate. And so now I'm going to invite our other co-host today, Elvin. St. Therese's little flower. Saw that message pop up there on my Facebook. St. Therese popped up there. But now I'm going to invite Elvin to share his patron saint with us and who that patron saint is, how he lives his life after that saint. And, yeah. So go ahead. You're on the air.
I was born and raised Roman Catholic, you know, and when I was a baby, I was baptized into the Roman Catholic Church, and my name is actually Elvin William Shaver Jr. And then when I was baptized James, so I was baptized Elvin William James Shaver Jr. And then when I got my first Holy Communion, first confirmation, I would I picked the name Paul, so it was my confirmation name was, then it made it Elvin William James Paul Shaver Jr. So and when I was going young and I going to Catholic school, the priest, we didn't know much about that stuff. We didn't read the Bible or anything like that. We just listened to the priest. And when he gave Mass, and I tell you, and he had it back turned to us. So I'm now just learning about saints, you know, from, Diane and then I heard you on the radio and some of that. I didn't know much about it. I knew there were saints. I knew a lot of their names, but I didn't know what made them a saint or how the church made them a saint, anything like that. Now I'm just learning all this stuff. I knew. So I'm like you guys. I'm like a baby, even though I'm born into the religion. I'm like a baby, you know.
Excuse me, I might interject. I believe my friend Elvin here, Elvin Paul James, is a Catholic revert. I believe that's the way we could term it.
Yeah.
And Diane had it wrong. It's Elvin James Paul. James was given to me before I chose the name Paul, and I thought it rhymed, so I picked Paul. When the bishop asked me before he slapped me on the face and stuff like that for my confirmation,
if you would have only known me by then, I wasn't very bright. When he slapped me on the face, I doubled up my fist. I'd almost rain it back, you know, just out of reaction. But thank God, I held me back, you know, and stuff, because I mean it was funny. I was 16 years old when I made my confirmation, you know.
Yeah.
So I, Diane said that either James or Paul, I guess Saint James or Saint Paul, I guess would be my patron saint. you know. And like I said, I'm still learning this stuff, you know, even though I'm born into the religion, you know, so.
To completely immerse yourself with religion and opening up the doors and walk into it, it's just like opening up the curtain and you're on the stage and thousands of people are looking at you. And when those curtains open and you're sitting up there on the stage, all those thousands and thousands of people are the same. And everyone has to throw a flower at you except one. And the one that doesn't is your patron saint. And that's how you choose him. And so you have to learn about that saint, his life, what made him a saint. And most of the saints that we have, like you, maybe we're not the best when we are younger, but we converted, we reverted, whatever it may be, true back to the faith, loved the faith, fell in love with the faith, and was ready to start a new life with God, with Mary, and with all the previous saints before those other saints. That's how that all works out. If you would like to share your patron saint with us, you can do so today in the 8 minutes we have left on air. You can call in the 347-855-8711. It is 21 after the hour, and we are listening. We are talking about patron saints. What makes them, who they are, and what they are. I'm going to also put out there that we will be having a show every day this week from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m., 30 minutes Eastern time, or 3:30 to 4 Central time. If you do not know your time zone or the area in which the time would be, you can do so by Googling and transferring the times over. So it is 4:30 hour. We're going to take a small little break listening for all the saints as maybe we find out who our saint is, grow closer with the saints, and learn about the saint.
I'm a Christy. Hey, you on there? Dad.
For all the saints whose labors rest, labors rest, people, saints, worked. They weren't just people who went on little walks and talked the talk. And
all glory be to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Are you there, Seth?
We share in what we do as being living saints, saints on earth. You know, some people say it's heaven on earth. Well,
amen.
It is heaven on earth. When we are with the saints, then we are being saints here in the earth. So when picking a saint, a patron saint, someone to live your life by, it is easy to look at someone's labors and compare it to your labors. And if your labors aren't as great as theirs, maybe you need to strive to have more labors like theirs and how they had to work and how they were labored. And so when you pass away, your labors will be put to rest. And for all the saints whose labors now rest, what's amazing. Diane, Elvin, do you guys have anything you'd like to add before we close the show tonight, this afternoon?
I would just say, my soul does magnify the Lord. He is good. He has blessed me with all good things.
I want to
say, holy is his name. Holy. He has given us the holy saints, our patron saints, to guide us, to help us, to talk to us in all moments, good times, bad times, any other kind of times. And we give our Lord Jesus Christ the glory, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Ad infinitum. That's all I can say right now.
Hey, sir.
Yes.
This is Elvin. Yeah, I want to say something that I'm picking Paul, you know, that, you know, the one that was, first of all, persecuting the Christians before he became, you know, a Christian, you know, from God. And stuff. He when he seen God on his way to Damascus, and he appeared before him, and stuff like that. And you know, I feel like that Paul, I want to make myself after him. Because he wrote the, you know, the churches. Are you still there?
Yes, yes.
You still there? Okay, when he wrote to the churches, you know, and stuff like that, one of my verse that I really like is Romans 7, verse 15. That said, I can't quote it exactly preferred, but it said that I do not understand that I do the things I hate, but yet I don't do the things that I like.
Yeah.
So you know, and I kind of look at Paul, and I respect him for his conversion, and you know, and I guess I got to take after him. I respect his reading, his teachings, you know, through the churches and everything, you know, and stuff. So you know, and that's what I wanted to say. I wanted to say that Paul from here on in will be my Saint. Paul from here on in will be my patron saint. This is the first time I listening to Diane, listening to you. This is the first time I really was asked about picking a patron saint, and then that's who I pick.
Great, it's great to hear that. And as our signature song, Onward Christian Soldiers, that is what we are. We are the militant of the church.
Amen.
Play that song. And I know, Diane, that you usually hang up when I hit the song. But if Elvin would like, I'd love for you guys to continue listening in. As after we play the song, we will do a short after show.
Yes, and may I say one thing before we have to quit? May the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ indwell with every person who's listening, those who will listen on the internet in any way they can find us. I pray that all blessings come to by the Holy Spirit come to them for with their patron saints. They're going right along with them through their journey.
Yeah. Okay, if you are listening and want to join us for the after show after the song, you may do so. It will be at 2:30.
He's getting ready to praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
I'm with this installment again. I got to get into better music. I got to get into better
music.
Show. I am now the co-host of the show, and Diane will be taking over. And she'll be talking about devotions that she has and Elvin has, and she'll be asking us both questions, talking about devotion and devotions and how beautiful they are. Let us all join in and welcome Diane as the host.
Thank you, Seth. I love you, Seth, and our Lord Jesus Christ. And my devotions consist of the Anima Christi, the Holy Rosary, the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, all these prayers, St. Teresa of the Little Flower, Teresa of Avila, probably two rosaries a day. And I can tell you, everybody, if you hadn't just picked that rosary up in a while, you need to dust off all your stuff, and you just need to get that rosary back out. If you can't remember how to say it, all you got to do is go on your cell phone, look it up on there, and we got Scott Hahn, we got all these other people leading you in the rosary all over the internet, on YouTube or some other website. Mike Capolina and Scott Hahn have got websites. A lot of churches even have them on their church websites. And if you do your devotions and you say your rosary every day, even if you don't have a rosary in your hand, say if you have got it memorized or if you don't, just start saying it. And I'm going to tell you, no matter what's happening in your life, no matter good or bad, who you're concerned about that needs prayer, God will make a way when there seems to be no way in your life. Through that Holy Rosary, the Holy Spirit, our Blessed Mother, hears you. She is interceding with you to the Father. And that's a lot of what I've learned since I became Catholic 5 years ago. Well, it's over 5 years ago now. And I could just say, wake up every morning and you're happy because you know that God got your life and you don't have to sin anymore. You don't have to go out there and drink alcohol or take drugs or do any of those sins that you used to do because you know God gives you the power to overcome that once you become a Christian. And that's the most blessed thing that can ever happen in your life. And also not to live your life for money or things. To just tell God that, you know, whatever he wants you to do, that you'll make that promise to him that you'll do what he wants no matter whatever circumstances going on in your life.
Yeah.
Don't you think so, Seth? And, you know, the saints, in our devotions, we learn about our saints when we're reading about them. And then when we're praying, sometimes we'll even, it's almost like we know they're standing right there next to us. Or sitting right there on the sofa right there next to you. And, I mean, it's just the most gloriously wonderful thing. I mean, heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is when we go to Mass. It's the most wonderful thing. Besides being in heaven, it's going to Holy Mass. But saying our rosary and our St. Michael chaplets and our Divine Mercy chaplets, we don't just say those. We mean those with our heart. We are not just chanting those and saying those because we think we're not going to go to heaven if we don't. We know we're going to go because God paid the price for us. But those beautiful prayers, they lead us, they guide us, they give us strength to make it through our journey of Catholicism.
Yeah. I agree with you 110% there. There's some bad wind behind you that's pulling up on the audio, so...
Yes, I know. Ready? Something's not... I'm walking right now. I'm doing the best I can to... I'm hoping that it'll let up. Got my hand over the phone now. But I would just like to say, if any person out there or anybody that's going to hear this, if you're living your life and you have not accepted our Lord, you need to go to Mass. Accept the Lord while you're sitting there at home and go to Mass and learn about the Holy Church because your life will never be the same. You won't be sad anymore. You won't cry. You'll be not understanding what to do in life because God will lead you. God will lead you with your devotional time. Once you practice that every day, consistently, he will lead you with it. He'll lead you through all your whole life, and you'll help other people. And that's why we're here, is to help other people. I mean, God did not just let us get saved and go to Mass and learn all our devotions so that we could just sit at home. He wants us to help somebody else to do it because that's exactly why he saved us. We're his hands and feet right here on the earth. And with the Holy Spirit, you know, it says that one of our songs, we sing Have Mercy on Us, and it's in the Holy Mass, and it says, and the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth. You know, peace comes when we have, know we're doing what our Lord wants us to do, and we accept His will unreservedly, without any contradiction in our mind or heart or our spirit. Is the wind bad now?
Well, we're going to end the show today. That was a great after show. We will see you right back here tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time.